Yeah. And that's when Barney Fife was created. Roland Jr. told that of what I forgot. He of the one thing I forgot about Roland's thumb, and I had that down. I could have told it a whole lot better than you if I'd have remembered it, but I forgot it. But then Roland Jr. was supposed to invite everybody over here for some ham, spam, ram, rare beef, and buffalo. And then maybe a finger sandwich if you didn't like it. But he forgot that, too. So.
And it may be crowded, but grab a chair and sit down beside
it. Yeah.
And if you can't find a chair, make it fit. Put your thumb up. Make it fit. Sit down and rear back on your thumb.
Yeah. That's right. And y'all, and when I hear all these different stories and things that Roland told, and Cameron knows that I told a bunch of those stories, and he probably thinks, nah, he doesn't give me enough credit for inventing them. But as you grandkids of Roland get older and raise your kids, the kids that really never knew Roland, and y'all will be telling those same stories, y'all will be telling them, and then they will think that you invented them. Because most of those stories I heard from Daddy that Roland told all the time. And he told always telling the story about don't calculate on juvenile poultry for due process of incubation and sterile materialize. That was Daddy. He learned all that. There's a lot of that kind of stuff that he told and all. But it's kind of funny. I'll put him down one more time. Cynthia doesn't like for me to tell stories that doesn't put her, that doesn't put him in a good light, but I'm going to go ahead and tell this one too. He was going deer hunting, and this is one Cameron's supposed to tell. He was going deer hunting up at Sonora on a lease that he and Johnny were on, but he was traveling by himself, and it was icy and in the teens, temperature wise, and he decided that his heater would work better if he would stop and get a piece of cardboard and put it in front of his radiator and then drive with that cardboard in front of his radiator. So he stopped on the side of the interstate, got him a piece of cardboard, got out of his truck, left it running, went up, put the cardboard in front of his radiator, started to get back in his truck to go on, and he had locked the trips. He had locked himself out of the truck. So there he was on the side of the interstate in 20 degree weather with his truck running, and he couldn't get in. And he fiddled with it and messed with it and pried on it and finally got that sliding glass door open enough that stuck his head in, he said, until he nearly wrenched his neck off and was able to reach the keys. I still don't know how. That's a long ways. I don't know how he did it, but he said he did it and got it turned off and got the keys out of it. That story was a good one, too. Somebody else got a good story. Doesn't have to be good, Larry. Come on.